Listen to what the divine has to offer. Hi, let's start by lighting some candles and lowering the lights.
We'll be doing Virgo season that will be starting on August the 23rd till September the 22nd. Virgo is ruled by the planet Mercury under the element of Earth. It has two tarot cards that are linked to it, the Hermit and the Nine of Pentacles, or coins. The Hermit is introspection, knowledge, and contemplation, while the Nine of Pentacles stands for success, introspection, and luxury. Also, a note that the ruling house is 6 for Virgo, which stands for health and wellness. So in this season that we are starting, it is time to maybe look at our injuries and our illnesses. So take care of your body. A little story on the house of 6. The 6th house was called the bad fortune by the ancient astrologers. So, it is time to take care of our physical bodies, because if anything were to go wrong, it is actually a bad time, isn't it? Okay, so the spread I'll be using for Virgo season is created by New Age Hipsters, and the oracle deck I'll be using is Star Codes Astro by Heather Rowan Robertson's. The spread I'll be using has 5 cards. The questions are as follow. 1. How to bring yourself back down to earth. 2. What needs reorganization? 2. What needs reorganizing? 3. Detail to focus on. 4. How to reach your goals and get things done. And 5. How to surrender and trust. Okay, let's get into the cards. 1. Scorpio, investigate. Start analyzing, or start focusing on what you that moment before you leap off from the face of the earth. What's the emotion that you feel right before you feel like you are no longer thinking or focusing like you used to? Look at what shifts you do when it happens before. That will help you to learn patterns about yourself, as to know when you are leaving the earth, so that you can get back down to it. 2. Second house, resources, that is finance, security, comfortability. There is something that suddenly has gone askew. It's the perfect time now to start pushing yourself back into that old routine so that you can focus on that specific goal that you want to reach. 3. Is serious, which is nurture. Again, take care of your body, take care of yourself. If you feel like you are sick or injured, if it needs to, go and seek out professional help from the doctor. I'm currently self going through a little flu, so I am medicating through tea so that I can get back to my health, but yeah, it's seasonal sickness. 4. Midheaven, pinnacle. Again, you have gone off a little earth from your goal or your target, but it is now the time to start putting stuff again in place so that you can focus again on what your goals are. Okay, and then five, fifth house, which is passion. Do something creative, do a little painting or writing, anything that helps you feel passionate about, or what you do feel passionate about. Focus a bit on that as well. That will help you to trust again. So, in Hind's point, it does look like you need to, it is now time to analyze where you are, the situation you are in, and put lines or targets in that will help you get back to your goal. So, and also just make sure that you do actually keep making sure that you are healthy. And if you do not feel healthy, take a break. Make sure that you are healing, or if it need be medication, remember to take it so that you can get back to the healthy point as well. And I just see now I have a problem. Another little part of the story for the Six of House, which is quite cute, is often it's your pets that get you to stick to a routine, and routine is what the Six House is all about. Again, self-care routines, spiritual routines, anything that you feel that you've gone askew, it looks like it is the perfect time to now put stuff in place again so that you can get back to where you were. Sorry about the reading if it doesn't come out clearly enough. It looks like the mic wasn't plugged in and it's a reading. So I hope it does work out perfectly for everyone. And again, there will be a poll again on Spotify, which I will start tomorrow, or Monday. That's gonna be lasting for 2 days. It's just to see if there's anybody who would like me to create and do a shadow Virgo season spread. Kind of figure out which part we need to heal during this season. It is something I think I want to give it a shot, but again, we'll see how it looks. And if there's anybody who is, please do the poll, or just inform on Facebook or on Instagram, where I will post also about the episode being released tomorrow morning. So yes, it's just something I think I need to start putting again. Like any other thing, I also sometimes get lost, and I need to put stuff in place so that I can also get to where I need to be. I hope you enjoyed it, and blessed be to all.
If you have a question you want answered with tarot cards or oracle cards on the podcast, please send me your questions on Twitter at DOT Witches, Facebook and Tumblr at Divinations of the Witches, and Instagram, one word, Divinations of the Witches. If you want a private answer to your question, please email me at dotwitchespodcast@gmail.com. I will get your answer to you as soon as possible. Till the next time, we have a question for the divine.